Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the podcast dedicated to changing the world one dad at a time. And tonight is a special night because tomorrow, well, it'll actually probably be yesterday when the podcast is out, but you are turning 48 years old, Mr. Wilson. How do you feel?
48? Oh, you just had to bring that up first thing, didn't you?
That's right. Happy birthday, by the way.
Yes, I will be 48 in a day by the time this comes out. And we should say this is election return night or election night, as you and I have taken a little break. But, you know, tomorrow, no matter who's president, I will have a birthday and I'll be able to celebrate with my kids. And like I mentioned last time, I love birthdays. I guess maybe it's even more fun than it's mine because I get to be in control, you know, when it's all the little kids. I think, oh, yeah, we could do something fun as a family. And they're like, you know, we want to go to Chuck E. Cheese or something. That's a lot of fun. But
I've spent many a birthday there myself.
Exactly. But tomorrow I kind of get to run the show because under the guise of that it's my special day. And they're already up there. Catherine was working on a birthday cake, even though she wouldn't tell me it was my birthday cake. And you know, the little hush hushes of kids wrapping presents. I just love it. So, I've been thinking things we could do, tomorrow. I think we're going to go to our favorite restaurant that we only eat on my birthday. And we eat it just about every year is, Logan's Roadhouse. And, I don't know. Have you ever been to one?
I have never been to a Logan's Roadhouse.
The thing we like is that, you get the peanuts, you know, it's where you eat the peanuts and you throw the shells on the floor.
Oh yeah.
There's just something wonderful about throwing trash on the floor that my kids love and we love. So
it's very manly.
So we'll go do that. And I don't know what else we have planned. I'm sure I'll open multitudes of presents that are little pictures colored on little pieces of paper that took a whole of like 30 seconds to draw, and they'll stuff them in envelopes. But I like that. But I'm home from the road, you know. We were out for a month, and you know, there are just a lot of wonderful things about being home. We had a great time, got to meet a lot of dads and encourage a lot of people, and we had a fun time being encouraged as well. But when you get home and you get a stretch out, it feels good. You know, it feels good to go to, you know, you flush the toilet and know you're never going to have to see it again. And that's a good feeling. So you said, you told me right before we started that your wife's a little on pins and needles. So what's your gut right now? I mean, are you feeling good about this election? I mean, I assume we have the same kind of leanings. Not that Every dad listening is, but are you surprised by any of the things going on right now?
I am. I don't want to get too much into it, but I'm definitely a little surprised that it's so close. You know, with the way things have been and in the economy and all that, I would have thought it would be a little more one-sided. But hey, who knows? I think the thing that stunned me so much, honestly, with this election has been the plethora of people I see on Facebook and elsewhere that really, it doesn't matter which side they're on. They're convinced. Some people are just convinced to the core of their being that the other guy is an absolute liar from the pit of hell.
Right.
And I'm like, how have we gotten to this point where that's the predominant thought? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's always been that way. I know there's been some, you know, when I read history books, there were some pretty ugly elections back in the 1700s and 1800s. But, you know, it is what it is. We got to deal with it and we'll move on and God will take care of us one way or another.
You know, and I think even for as far as dads, you know, because I think there's some uncertainty, and if we lose it and fall apart, you know, and rant and rave tomorrow, whoever is elected, you know, our trust is not in chariots, it's not in horses, it's not in who gets elected. You know, we as dads, we still have to get up and we have to train our children and love our wives, and you know, that's a whole bunch harder sometimes than watching all the things that are going on in up in Washington, D.C.
Uh-oh. Did I lose you?
Off. No, I turned myself off. I coughed.
Oh, okay. Good job.
And we've all been sick. I don't know how your family doing, but we were visiting a family who might be listening as we're talking right now, and they were hacking and coughing and that croupy cough, and Our kids finally got it. And so everybody in my family, except maybe one, maybe two, are all congested and coughing. And last night, Jedediah, my four-year-old, came into our bed, you know, with that goose cough. And he laid in bed for a while, and he's kind of a squirmer. And by the about 4 o'clock in the morning, I finally had to get out of my bed because he had his legs wrapped around my neck, and I'm like, I cannot sleep here anymore. I'm out of here. So everybody sounded a little better. They were coughing, but no more goose coughing.
So. You guys don't all sleep in one giant, like, Grandma's Feather Bed. You know that song?
Grandma's Feather Bed. I have heard that. No, we don't do that. That whatever they call that. That's, that group bed. No, what do they call that? The family bed or something?
Yes,
no, I'm not into the family bed. I'm up for Todd sleeping. And
right. So that's our motto. Sleep wherever everybody gets the best sleep. I don't care where it is.
Exactly. Exactly. We used to... I can remember going through stages with each of our kids, and I know every dad has, where, you know, your kids come in and they lay next to you, and, oh, man, there are some kids that could lay there and they're okay, but others aren't. In fact, it's so funny because we pulled into our driveway on Wednesday night. Thursday, we spent the day unloading the RV. I had to winterize the RV, which is pumping antifreeze through all the water lines. And then I had to leave Friday morning for Wisconsin to go to a couples retreat. And, sometimes when you're in the RV, and I'm going to try not to be very graphic here, when you're in the RV, it's hard to be close with your wife. So sometime in the middle of Wednesday or Thursday night when we're at home sleeping in our bed, I feel this like tickle on the side of my back, and I'm thinking, oh, I heard this da-da-da-dun, da-dun, you know, and I roll over, and it's my son, and I'm like, what are you doing, you
know? So, that's just wrong. That sounds like a scene out of a Chevy Chase movie or something.
It is, but it's so funny how you can be thinking just a different direction altogether. But hey, how about we move that into a different direction.
Something better.
that's right. Thinking about, you know, I was up in Wisconsin, and I was surprised it didn't snow, but we were up in Wisconsin and, you know, at a couples retreat. And some of the things we were talking about, I was just struck again by how simple and how important they are. I've got a special guest in my studio, and maybe you can hear him here. I'm going to try to see if you can hear this. His name is Mr. Wonderful. I don't know if you've ever met him before, but I keep him in my RV, and I was just getting ready to go to the conference or the couples retreat when I saw him sitting up on a shelf, and so I grabbed him, and this is all he says. Here's his first comment.
Hello, darling. Have I told you I loved you lately?
Could you hear that?
I could.
And well, I don't know if you've ever seen a Mr. Wonderful, but he's about 12 inches tall. He's got this big goofy smile on his face. He's got these big old floppy feet. But I first saw Mr. Wonderful in a kind of a Bed Bath & Beyond or whatever those big stores are that have all the pots and pans and Bed Bath & Beyond. I think that was it. And I was going through the checkout with my wife, and I saw these boxes with this doll in it, this plastic doll called Mr. Wonderful. And I hit his hand, and he said things just like I showed you. And here's another one.
Did you have a hard day, honey? Why don't you sit down and let me rub your feet?
You know, and so I like went through about a dozen of his little things, and I thought, sick! You know, this is terrible. But and I thought, man, they are going to sell a million of those dolls. You know, and so I picked one up because I thought he might be valuable. Maybe he could be my mentor. And even as I was thinking about this weekend, you know, the things that he say are irresistible. You know, he's just, his little comments are irresistible. They draw the listener to them. And I thought, you know, I can learn a lot from that because sometimes I think what we do instead is we don't do irresistible husbanding. We do bug spray husbanding. And I was, the reason I say bug spray is that my wife God lover, shared this that little phrase with me and pointed out that I had been being bug spray. In fact, I don't know, it was about a year ago, and I'd mentioned to you before, and I mentioned on this program that, you know, we had gone through two hard years, and we're coming out of it. We're out of it, maybe, I hope. Maybe not always, but at the end of that, I felt like my wife was just, you know, she was getting a little hard to please in some areas, you know, and it was constant. I felt like, you know, she felt snappier and, you know, but instead, because I'm trying to be a very spiritual person, you know, instead of saying, you know, I really hate when you do that to me, I would very subtly maybe try to show her the errors of her ways, you know, and so where she might say, why did you go down that road? You know, as we're driving down the road, why'd you go down that road? You know, that's not the right way. And I might quietly be quiet, and then we drive, you know, a little ways, and it would be obvious that I was on the right road. And so I might say something like, wow, they must have changed things because it looks like we're on the right road, doesn't it? And so I may have used calmness, but I was really being kind of mean in my comments. And she used the phrase, you know, that's just bug spray, she said. It repels me. And so for a while, she didn't just use it once. I guess she thought it was very clever of herself to come up with that phrase. And I would say things, and she would say, bug spray. And I realized, you know, that's exactly what I was doing. I was using my words as bug spray. And so even as I was getting, and I shared some of those things this weekend, the difference between irresistible parenting and or irresistible husbanding and bug spray husbanding. And I got an email about, while I was on the road, somewhere in the middle, and this lady wrote, and she said, Todd, and I wish I could find it, but I couldn't find it before the program. It just said something like, Todd, you know, my husband and I, we've been married like 25 years. We knew each other even before that. And she said, you know, in the business of life, sometimes we're not able to be close. I'm holding up my fingers doing the parentheses, close. You know, same thing I was thinking the other night when my son tickled me on the back. But anyway, and she said, after a hard day, she said, we were talking, we were laughing, and we ended up in bed, as always. And it just felt like it was going to be one of those close moments when his phone sent a little beep that he had a text. And she said, my husband rolled over, grabbed his phone, and began to type away. And she said, I was so hurt. She said, I tried to convey that. She goes, I rolled over, and she said she was crying. And her husband basically said, fine, then that's fine. I'll just hang up now, you know. And she said she so badly wanted him to apologize, so badly wanted him to just hold her and say he was sorry. He never did. She said she cried the whole night. And then she said, you know, why is it so hard for me to forgive that or forget that? And I you know, that's a whole nother area, why our wives sometimes can't forgive or forget. But the thing is, it was bug spray. You know, those opportunities that we have to do something soft or gentle and to show a love that is irresistible, we end up doing these things that just repel our wives. You know, and so I just kind of made a little list even on this little right in front of me, you know, and one of those things is just not listening. You know, our wives want us to listen to them. And I know some of the things they talk about don't seem very important. But when we say, you know, we're not interested in what interests them, we say, you know, we're not interested in them. Even my wife, I was even, and it's so ironic, or maybe it's so much like God to shove this in my face, you know. And even right before I came down earlier today, I was to bring Mr. Wonderful down here, and you know, my wife was working on some things, and she seemed overwhelmed, and I was thinking, what's the big deal? You know, it's not that, and I didn't say that, and you know, it's no big deal, And as she shared all these things, I was kind of like, I'm like, it's okay, honey. It doesn't matter. It'll be fine. You know, it doesn't. And I was just kind of blowing it off. I wasn't really listening. I wasn't empathizing. And really, she could have said it, but she didn't. She could have said bug spray. Bug spray, Todd. Because what I was doing, and I could feel it, I was repelling her. When all she really wanted me to do was, and I had an opportunity to redeem myself, was to sit down and to talk through some things, and empathize and weigh the options and not be in a hurry. And I think sometimes we do that. I don't know about you, Scott, but I seem to do it all the time.
Oh, yeah. It's a constant habit at my house. I have to apologize daily.
And I assume it has the same results. It doesn't endear your wife towards you. In fact, it's bug spray. Mm. It pushes them away. So I think, you know, guys, maybe your wife is going through something right now. Maybe it's a child issue that she just wants to talk to you about it. Maybe it's, you know, an in-law issue that she wants to talk to you about it. Maybe it's Christmas is coming up or Thanksgiving is coming up and she wants to talk to you about plans. You know, what are you going to do on Thanksgiving? And sometimes they're like, we just like, whatever you want to do is fine with us. You know, I'll do whatever. And I think when we do that, it's bug spray. And we just shut them down. And maybe it's, you know, maybe it's texting when we should be talking. And I know I feel some of that. You know, as we're driving down the road, and I've seen it even this past month of October when driving, sometimes I begin to resent this little smartphone that my wife has. You know, it used to be we'd sit there and we'd talk or we'd be in silence and I'd say, hey, look out that window. And then we'd talk. But sometimes, as I'm driving, she's texting away, getting things done. And I begin to resent some of that. I know sometimes we dads do a lot of that. I saw a lot of dads just, while we were vacationing who'd, you know, didn't seem very engaged. They seemed more involved in what was happening on their phone than with the people next to them. So, you know, that's a big deal. So that's one of the things I just jotted down. Another thing, you know, I think that our wives want us to do for them is not just to listen to them or to care about what they care about or, you know, even maybe flexing our muscle a little bit. Especially around this time. I know my wife has some projects, kind of the winter projects. In fact, she has another one that she wants to work on the kitchen. And I'm like, we just did it 15 years ago. Why do we have to do it again? You know, but it weighs heavily on her. And she thinks, and I know she has this idea that she'd like to, you know, work on the kitchen and rip some things out. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to do those things. But if I drag my feet and I make excuses, it's like bug spray. But if I say, hey, honey, how about this weekend? We work on the kitchen. I mean, that is irresistible. She cannot withhold it. You know, she cannot hold herself back from loving a person like that. I mean, it's just like Mr. Wonderful. I was like, I'll do another one here. Oh, okay. If I can find them.
You're going shopping by yourself? How about if I tag along and carry your bags?
You know, again, it's the, you know, these just stupid little things that this guy, Mr. Wonderful, I mean, every wife would love to go shopping with her husband. Not just love to go shopping with her husband. She'd love for their husband, or your wife would love for you, to want to be with her. You know, and sometimes we make excuses like, why don't you take that kid? You know, he can go with you. I'll stay home and watch the others. When really, probably she would want us to go along. Another one of these things, he says, how about we just snuggle tonight? And, you know, I think sometimes my wife would like me to just want to snuggle. Not go beyond that, but just talk and hold each other. And, you know, but then when I don't use self-control or I get selfish and I start, you know, letting my hands be all over the place. Exactly. Thank you, Scott. That turns into bug spray, and it repels her. You know, and But the other way is, like this Mr. Incredible, he's irresistible. He says, I know you've had a hard day. Why don't I rub your feet? There was one lady who talked to me not too long ago, and she was talking about her husband's response to one of her, you know, one of her explosions. She said she was outside, and her kids were acting terribly. They were fighting or something. And she just lost it. She said, you know, I screamed. I acted like a maniac lunatic out in my backyard. And my husband runs around the corner. I whirl around. I see his eyes. And we, like, connect. And I think he's going to blast me. But instead, he says, boy, I can tell you're really frustrated. Is there anything I can do? Talk about irresistible. When that lady was telling me, she got tears in her eyes for really the love that she had for her husband. And, you know, more often than not, I would come around the corner and go, what is going on? You know, what kind of godly response is that? You know, what kind of example are you being to your children? And that is bug spray. And again, sadly, we do it way too often. Way too often. So I don't know. That's what I've been thinking about. You know, we'll see how I'll get those opportunities to practice that tonight. Yet tonight. I think, you know, I think we're going to draw this maybe to a close just a few minutes early, just because I'm getting antsy to see up there, to run upstairs and see how Florida has turned out. But hey, like you said, Scott, good reminder, you know, really God's still on the throne. He hadn't lost control. And we'll wake up and we still have to do what we have to do. So I'm going to draw this to a close. It's always fun, dads. Keep up the good work. And remember, you're dad.
And that's our show for this week, folks. Thanks for joining us on The Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. Don't forget to check us out online at familymanweb.com. We got lots of great stuff in the store for Christmas. The You to Dad Daily Calendar for 2013 is out, so get those for all your dad friends, and they make great office gifts too. Don't forget to check that out, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest, etc. I'm Scott Moore, your host. You can follow me at thecallofmen.com. Have a great week and be a better dad.